Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Right now, it's just me and you. I've got we're trying to locate Andy Goss. We're having a little technical difficulty making that happen. So hopefully he'll join us just a little bit. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that the Fed meets this week. The Federal Open Market Committee, which is a part of the Fed. The Federal Reserve Board, which was chartered in 1913. So the Federal Reserve Board is America's central bank. It has become, over the last, I'm going to say the last 20 years, you could almost say 18 years, probably starting around 97, in my opinion, the Fed started becoming the world's central bank. And by that I mean, our Fed has done a number of things to be a leader in the central bank sector in terms of being the big brother for a lot of smaller groups, helping them with their monetary policies, being a model for those groups. The Fed's charter certainly became the model for Europe. The European Central Bank, for a long time, their only goal was unemployment. It was inflation. Their only goal was inflation. They didn't try to manage unemployment. They were so fearful of deflation, which they had after World War II, that was their only thing, was to prevent deflation, to maintain a little bit of inflation, and they didn't really pay attention to unemployment. And it was evident. That was evident in the performance of their job creation in Europe. Well, in America, our Fed had two charters, two jobs to do, two mandates, I think they called it. One was unemployment, and one was inflation, was manage inflation. So we didn't have rampant inflation like we had back in the 70s. And of course, and I said deflation a minute ago with Europe, they're worried about inflation and deflation. They've had both. And so our charter was twofold, and so more recently the European Union has added employment to their charter, as a mandate. So the Fed has been our central bank has really been the world's Fed, as America was, you know, the number one superpower in terms of geopolitics. Our Fed became the number one monetary power, pretty much, and so that's the way it's been working. Well, more recently we've had our own problems, right? Since 2008, we've needed to kind of stick to our knitting, haven't we? Because we've had our own issues, and one of the things the Fed has done over the last several years is lower interest rates to essentially zero, which has created a lot of, I don't know if I'm calling them unintended consequences, but have created a lot of implications and a lot of collateral damage, maybe I should even call it, in the economy. Because as they've lowered rates, and as one tool, which was their typical lever, just to raise rates and lower rates to slow down a heated economy, they'd raise rates to kickstart a languishing economy. They'd lower rates and get things going. So they would use that lever up and down to heat up or cool down the economy, right? Well, when rates went to zero and they still couldn't get the economy going again after 2008, that's when they invented something called quantitative easing, QE, which is where they basically created pushed a bunch of money into the economy. I'm not going to go through all the technical details of how they did it, but basically wound up pushing about $4 trillion of money that they printed from nothing. There's no basis for it. There's nothing behind it. So they pushed that into the economy, and that's created all kinds of challenges. And now they've got one thing left to do, because they can't really put any more money in the economy. They've got one thing left to do, and that's interest rates, pretty much. And a lot of people are saying they should raise rates. Well, I'm not one of those, because I don't see, in my opinion, the rates have to do with the economy. The economy, I don't think the economy will stand another interest rate increase. And that's the reason why in January of this year, when I did my predictions, I predicted that the Fed would not raise rates in 2015. So far, I've been proven correct. I still hold to that prediction. They won't raise rates today in October of 2015. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.